Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome to the jungle. Hello and welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
I'm Lewis Wright.
Hello. How is everybody?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to have two more people.
Yeah.
It was just me and Brad last week and we're eventually building up to a full house again.
Exactly.
Just me, then Brad, then Lewis. Yeah. We're just missing one more person, unfortunately.
Soon come, hopefully. Soon.
Next week, it's like building blocks.
Exactly.
It's good to have people back in the studio. It feels like ages since I saw you, Lewis.
It has been a while.
It's been weeks, but it feels like longer than that.
It's been so long, you've grown a magnificent beard in the meantime.
Oh, that was growing before.
It was growing, but it's reached a really elegant length.
Yeah, it's not quite ZZ Top level yet. It's nowhere near, actually.
It's a trainee Viking.
Trainee Viking. Yeah. That's a good title for it.
Yeah.
We do have the build-up to tramlines coming later in the show, as it's a very exciting weekend for the Sheffield music scene. It's that time of the year, of course. Every time of the year around this time, you've got tramlines, which what's not to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Plenty of good acts, and me and Chris will be there with coverage. Hopefully, with some content to bring you. Fingers crossed for that. But as always, play two songs just to get ourselves settled in a little bit, especially in a warm studio like this.
Yeah.
Starting off with Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. Unfortunately, I had to play the shorter version, as that's the edited version, the only one I could find.
Yeah.
Appetite for Destruction, the album it came from, turned 39 just the other day there. And it is also the birthday of the amazing Slash. Who turned 61 today, so happy birthday, Slash.
Happy birthday, Slash.
One of the greatest guitarists ever, by the way.
One of my favourites.
Yeah, I wish I could play like him.
Yeah.
With the iconic top hat as well. Yeah. I think there was a story where he took it and then they just let him keep it.
Yeah, I heard he accidentally he put it on, forgot to take it off.
I would have given it for free anyways.
And they didn't realise that he forgot to take it off as he walked out.
If Slash came into my shop, I'd be like, Edge, take it.
Yeah.
It's on the house.
Yeah.
And Children of the Grave by Black Sabbath, Master of Realities, turned 55 the other day. They were very busy in 1971, weren't they?
They were.
And Ozzy, a year since Ozzy Osbourne passed away yesterday. Birmingham had an amazing day by the looks of it, celebrating his life across the city. With tributes being played on the famous Black Sabbath bridge, with the big bench, and plenty of music. I think it was Birmingham train station. I think it might have been Birmingham New Street.
Okay.
I think there was a brass band played there.
Yeah, I saw that with the big mechanical bull.
They call them Ozzy, and they put actually round sunglasses on.
Yeah.
I saw that was a wonderful thing to see, honouring a legend of the heavy metal music scene.
It's an Aussie Day now, isn't it?
It's literally just called Aussie Day, so July 22nd every year is now Aussie Day. If I'm ever in Birmingham that day, I'll happily join in with the celebrations, because I've been meaning to visit the Black Sabbath Bridge anyways.
Same.
Well, tramlines, build-up coverage, sort of, will be later, but there is a world-famous artist, a musical genius, actually, I should say, who has announced a gig at the Sheffield Arena on November 27th. I'm talking about Mr. Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
I've got a ticket for it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, brilliant.
I just can't believe that. I was surprised when I actually saw the gig list. It was like Bob Dylan UK tour and saw Sheffield. I'm like, well, the arena never usually gets much stuff now, unfortunately.
Mm, yeah.
Apart from Def Leppard just a couple of weeks ago. So I was pleasantly surprised to see him on there. Part of my dad's growing up period as well, which has now been passed down to me.
Mm.
And it's always great listening to his songs. And he's actually the only musician to this day to win a Nobel Prize in 2016.
Ooh.
Still the only musician to this day.
Nice.
I don't think anyone might actually win a Nobel Prize other than that.
Not that I can think of anymore.
It's good to see him touring as well. He's a decent age now, well into his 80s, but it's good to see him fly over. The concert, actually, I think this is a good thing. It's a phone-free concert.
Phone-free.
Okay. So bring your phone with you, of course, but your phone will be placed in like a sealed bag almost, a pocket. There's no way you can use it. So taking videos or pictures.
I've heard of people doing that with like stickers and stuff as well, to be fair, sometimes.
Not a lot of concerts do that, but Bob Dylan enforces it.
I kind of like that.
I actually don't mind the idea.
Yeah. He's got the status to be able to enforce it, to be fair.
Only Bob Dylan can do that. Yeah. Just bring a watch to make sure you can tell the time, that's all I'll say. But to honour this news, I'm going to play some Bob Dylan, of course. It'd be rude not to. One of my favourite songs of his. A nice 6-minute song so you can sit back and listen to. Whilst we also hydrate, because my throat's drying already again.
Yeah, okay.
As you might have seen in the World Cup, as I say again, hydration break. So I think we're going to take a little hydration break whilst you enjoy Bob Dylan's "Like a Rolling Stone."
Make a deal. pulling all the pretty people out, drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take a diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets.
Bob Dylan with Like a Rolling Stone here on Communities Live, and to honour that, the fact he is coming to Sheffield, our great city, at the arena on Friday, November 27th this year. So not too far away, actually, if you think about it. It's only another 4 months, which is hard to believe. It'll be Christmas soon by the time.
Oh, no, it is flying by this year, isn't
it? Yeah, me and Brad were saying on the show last week, it is flying. Like a Rolling Stone got to number 4 in the UK singles charts in 1965 and celebrated its 61st anniversary just the other day. Nice. So Slash was born just after Like a Rolling Stone came out.
Nice.
And it was recorded in June of that year, then released just a month later, which is an extremely quick time to release a song. Because there's not many people who can do that now. It takes months to make, and then it's there.
Different kind of productions and stuff, production style and stuff.
Yeah, all sorts. But to write a song, record it in a month, pretty impressive, eh?
Yeah.
I forgot to ask you, Lewis, how was Barcelona? Because I've not seen you since.
It was good. It was, it was a very enjoyable trip. I can't believe it's been that long, to be fair.
I know.
It was very, very warm. It was like it was in the UK at the time, if not a little bit hotter. But of course, because you're on holiday, and because we only had about a day, we had to sort of force ourselves out in it. So by the end of the trip, I looked like a flapjack.
Did you feel like a flapjack?
I felt like a baked potato, if anything.
Looked like a flapjack, felt like a baked potato.
Exactly, yeah. The beautiful combo. But it was really good, yeah. We had a nice time. Saw the main touristy bit, so a load of the Gaudi stuff. And went down to the beach and I tried a few new bits of food. Some of it was lovely, so I tried like grilled rabbit. I'd never tried rabbit before.
Would you have it again?
I would do. I'd maybe order something else on the side because there's not much meat on a rabbit, and so I was a little bit hungry afterwards, but it was very nice. But then we also tried razor shell clams, which I did not like. They were one of the worst things I've ever put into my mouth, so you probably wouldn't have them again. But it's nice to try new stuff, and Spanish food in general gets a double thumb up from me.
Spanish food, nice. Mediterranean food is always nice.
Yeah,
around that part of Europe. I was saying that there will be four of us next week, but we're not going to have you, are we?
Oh, yeah, I'll be in Scarborough next
week.
Oh, very nice.
I've heard Scarborough's been on the up recently, but prices have also gone on the up.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if that's for the better or because Scarborough is surprisingly more of a tourist attraction than I thought it was. I know a lot of people go. Scarbados.
Yeah.
But I think all places around that neck of the woods, like Whitby, Scarborough, even Filey probably, because it's a popular holiday place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, especially back in the Victorian times, it was supposed to be like, you go there to get some sea air to feel better when you're not very well sort of thing. So, very, it's always been a touristy sort of area.
It's always been a nice place, Scarborough. It's nice to get away. I've not been as many times as I hoped I would, but
I've not been to Sarah a little kid, which is why I'm going.
Bit of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Train, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm getting
so
a train
bit of a lengthy train journey, about two
and a half hours.
Two and a half hours,
yeah.
Direct mind.
Direct, yeah.
Just sit and relax for 2.5 hours, yeah. Listen to music or whatever, just looking out the window of a train.
As long as you get a seat, you'll be fine.
As long as you've got a seat, yeah, that's yeah. That's the main thing, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
Speaking of Spain, who watched the final on Sunday? As neutrals, of course.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, as neutral as we can be, whilst vehemently wanting Argentina to lose.
Trying to remain impartial, as we do on Communities Live, but... if you did watch the England-Argentina game last Wednesday, you'd understand why we've just said that.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I was happy for Spain to win anyways, even without Argentina's style of play.
Yeah.
Argentina winning it the time before now, of course. Mm. It's nice to have someone else. And Spain winning their second title.
Well, Spain just felt like a very well-organised team. Like, it didn't feel like there was any egos on the team or any players trying to, like, outshine each other. They were all just working together like really, really well and supporting each other well, and I think, you know, that just has really carried them. I remember even like at the start of the World Cup, the first time I watched one of Spain's games, thinking, oh wow, these guys will probably win, they look really good. And you know, England, of course, we did amazing, all this other stuff, but you can really see the teamwork paying off with Spain. Like, you can tell they probably had their players playing together a lot, and it was great.
They worked so well on, they were the much better team on Sunday, it was from the get-go.
Yes, yeah.
They did it. They've won the World Cup in the same way they did in South Africa. Not with the goal, of course. Well, the goal of being in extra time, of course. But they won the European Championship in 2008. Won the World Cup 2 years later. They won the European Championship 2 years ago, and then won the World Cup.
Yeah.
Which means they're probably going to win the Euros now in 2 years' time. So, spoiler alert. Hosted in the UK, you might see Spain in the final.
Yeah. Put your bets out.
Get money on it. And then just 2 years later, remember, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. There was also the England-France game as well, which I didn't actually get to see, but I've heard really interesting things about.
Initially, I wasn't going to watch it, but then I had a change of heart saying, it's football, there's nothing else on the telly. What a game.
Yeah.
For a third-place match, 6-4.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Crazy. 10 games... is unheard of in a World Cup usually, especially in the modern game now. Mm. Yeah, that was surprising. Considering we had a bit of a rotation side and France had most of their big stars out.
Mm. Yeah. I remember, because I was camping at the time, I didn't get to watch the match, but someone told me the score at half-time. They were like, oh yeah, we're 4-0 up. And I just thought they were winding me up. Like, I did not believe them whatsoever.
I just couldn't speak for the first half. I was like, oh, I just had no words, absolutely no words.
It has been a very entertaining World Cup, I'd say. Even if, you know, even if we didn't bring it home, it was still great fun to watch.
I still think we did well. Argentina, we got the tactics wrong, but we learned from it.
Yeah.
That's something. But as I mentioned, 2 years' time, United Kingdom, so to speak, and Ireland will be hosting the Euros.
True.
So
true.
we'll be on home soil.
True. I really like Thomas Tuchel as well. I think he's he seems like a good manager, but he's also incredibly entertaining whenever you see him on the sidelines just screaming at someone.
He does the proper management thing.
Oh, yeah.
But he also has a laugh with his players and a joke. Yeah, so he's like the perfectly balanced manager.
Yeah.
After this song, because I only discovered this band celebrated a very significant anniversary after the show, and I felt awful not playing this band. We will get into Tramlines build-up coverage after this, I promise you, for the second half of the show. But yeah, this band, by the name of Cream, celebrated 60 years just last Thursday.
Oh, really?
60 years together. And it's also the band where Eric Clapton made his name.
It is, yeah.
And do I need to elaborate how much of a good guitarist he is?
Yeah, I know.
We've only got half an hour left. if you've listened to Eric Clapton, whether he's up solo career, Cream, or when he was famously in Derek and the Dominoes with Layla, that iconic song Layla, you'll know how much of a good guitarist he is, and he's easily in the top five British guitarists.
Yeah.
Easily, I don't need to even ask or argue. But we are going to play some Cream before we get into the exciting Tramlines build-up. And here is Sunshine of Your Love. Mm-hmm.
getting near dawn. When lights close their tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise.
Been waiting so long. I've been waiting
Cream with Sunshine of Your Love here on Communities Live. As I mentioned, 60 years celebrating together. Unfortunately, Eric Clapton is the only last surviving member of the trio. Unfortunately, Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce have sadly passed away over the years. And I thought we'd play Fatboy Slim's Right Here, Right Now, because Tramlines build-up is right here, right now, on the show. Ooh. And, of course, Fatboy Slim headlining tomorrow night. Who is excited for Tramlines? It's a bit of a stupid question, but...
Everyone.
The Sheffield music scene, it's almost like Christmas weekend. It's the same time every year, and it's always exciting. People were travelling in their masses, of course. If you, Brad, as a local around Hillsborough, what's it like being a resident there? Like seeing everyone like walking past, hearing the music.
Yeah, when the festival is actually on, it's got like a really like fun and sort of exciting sort of vibe to it. Like, yeah.
You can hear it from your house, can't you?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Just about, But you don't live too far from Hillsborough Park.
Yeah, not quite close enough to get a free ticket, though.
No, just out of the area.
Just out, yeah.
Just a stone's throw out the area, yeah. Unfortunately, because a free ticket would be amazing.
I'd love a free ticket to get in.
And there's, I think it's people who live literally slap bang across the road. They're eligible for the free ticket.
Yeah.
But you... do try and listen when you can if you're walking past, or you are going to try to at the, I can't remember the name of the playground. Anyone of our listeners who lives around Hillsborough will know where it is, but that is within Hillsborough Park, so...
Yeah, it's like on the bottom of a hill.
I think you can just about see the main stage, if you get from what I remember.
Right at the top, yeah, you can just about see over the fence a little bit.
And you can hear it really clearly as well, actually. Yeah. Lewis, have you been to Tramlines or...?
I have, a couple of times in the past. I'm not making it this year, unfortunately. But yeah, so I went... Who was playing when I went? There was Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Good.
I'm trying to remember. It has been quite a while, to be fair. I remember one of my favourite artists now called Loyal Karna. I discovered him through Tramlines. I just kind of went to one of his shows because it was sandwiched between two people that actually wanted him, and it ended up being my show of the festival, and I absolutely have loved him ever since then. But Tramlines is always a great time. It is really good vibes. It's nice as well to be able to have a festival where if you live in the city, you can just go home and go to bed
rather than going to like Glastonbury or Isle of Wight or something camping. Where you have to... get accommodation.
Yeah, no one whether you bring a tent stumbling or, into your tent.
Whether you bring a tent, a caravan, or buy an expensive hotel room.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you can do those options here if you want, but yeah, just go home.
Yeah,
but,
it's mainly people, residents of Sheffield or the surrounding areas who go, but I know there's people who do travel.
Well, my cousins are coming down from like up in the northeast, like near Newcastle for it. So people are travelling, I think.
Yeah, all over the country. I mean, I was working on the gates last year, volunteering on the gates, and many people welcoming many people in. Couldn't count how many because there was that many.
Yeah.
Those people from all over the country, like up in Scotland. I think people came over from Ireland as well, actually, if
nice.
I remember.
Very nice.
So it's more popular than we think, and it's been going for about 17 years now.
Yeah.
16, 17 years thereabouts. It started off as a small little festival, and I think it was originally on Devonshire Green.
It had a stage on Devonshire Green, I think. I think it's always had...
But it was never... and Hillsborough Park came later on as the festival grew. Because Hillsborough Park... holds about 50,000, to my knowledge, which is surprising. I didn't realise how big Hillsborough Park was till last year when I was walking around it whilst there.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, this place is actually bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
Especially the main stage area. You might want to get there early, whoever you're going to watch headliners. I know it'll be definitely busy tomorrow because first day's always busy. It'll be busy all weekend, but I think Fatboy Slim is a big...
Definitely.
He has been doing stuff for years and years now, and it is good to see him in Sheffield.
He's just an icon, isn't he?
He's just an icon. Well, Fatboy Slim, Norman Cook, whatever you want to call him. He's always been Fatboy Slim to me. I've always enjoyed his music. I've seen him on a good few things as well. and look forward. I'm possibly going to catch him whilst there tomorrow. Is there any standouts, especially you, Brad, trying to watch? Is there any standout performers you're looking forward to listening to, hearing about, reading about even?
For me, it's mostly Fatboy Slim and Rick Astley the day after.
Rick Astley's also a great addition to the festival.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a bit of Rick Astley?
I'm surprised he's not headlining. I thought he would have been.
I thought so too, but according to the tramline schedule...
It doesn't look like it.
No, he's on the main stage, but he's not the headliner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to go out partying afterwards. He wants to be there for the headliner.
Yeah, he might just drink around Hillsborough afterwards. In any of the pubs around Hillsborough, so keep your eyes out, everybody.
True.
And he might end up anywhere. But not forgetting as well Tramline's Fringe as part of it. Spread around the city. Yeah, it's great for upcoming artists to show what they're made of. Just like the small, the musician that you discovered. Not sure if your friend who we listened onto the radio a few weeks ago is doing anything. Do you know of?
Not for Tramlines, as far as I'm aware.
Not Tramlines or Fringe.
He's not told me anything, so as far as I'm aware, he's not.
But Tramlines Fringe is literally spread way across the city.
Yeah.
In different venues. So pop along down there. I think they're free to enter, to go and see some music, whether you're going before Tramlines or... You just want to spend the day out of the way of Hillsborough. There's always a backup option for Tramline's Fringe, but it's great for local artists and upcoming artists, and you might find the next best thing.
True.
Especially if you're like a music producer or anything. It'd be amazing to see stories from Tramline. Like, oh, I saw them.
Yeah.
I remember them when they were they were young.
Yeah, when they were doing pubs.
And they were doing pubs and Tramline's Fringe in little... Little performances.
And the shows in the smaller events are always good as well. They're always like a good atmosphere, I find. Especially if you're not a fan of the huge crowds and stuff like that, but still want to get that energy. You can find it by just a really enthusiastic smaller group in a pub or something.
Yeah, you can, and just enjoy yourself. What's not to like? But before I get into the next song, do plan your travel as well. That is... crucial. If you're like me and live on the complete opposite side of town in the southeast rather than Hillsborough in the north, do plan carefully, especially on the way back as well, where trams will be reduced, buses too, taxis might be a bit more expensive than you hope for. If you're a local resident, you can just walk home.
Yeah, true.
that's a blessing, isn't it? And then it's just clonk out in bed in your own home rather than a tent or something.
Exactly.
I'm not even sure if Hillsborough Park allows camping.
I don't think so.
No. I didn't notice any last year. Unless some people just smuggle in saying, right.
Yeah.
Just get manage to get past.
In your mind.
Okay, so we mentioned Rick Astley just a short while ago. Wish he was a headliner. Going to play this famous song, which has become a bit of a meme. I'm just about to rickroll however many listeners are listening this afternoon with over a billion streams on Spotify. This goes way back when. It celebrates 40 years next year, I believe, as well.
Wow.
Yeah, a very young Rick Astley on this song.
He looks like a baby on that picture.
He looks like a baby.
He looks younger than us.
He's probably the same age as us, around a bit
his
younger.
20s.
Yeah, but this has got 1.7 billion views on YouTube too, so... Yeah. This has got to be one of the most streamed songs out there.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, it's a meme called a Rickroll. Yeah. Apologies if we annoy some viewers with this. listeners even. But here we're going to go with Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Still commitments.
Astley with Never Gonna Give You Up here on Communities Live. Rick Astley was 21 years old when this song came out.
That makes sense.
So he would have been about 20, 21 when it was being recorded.
Wow.
That is crazy to think. Younger than I am now, well, everyone in the studio.
Yeah.
What was everyone doing at 21 years old? Rick Astley was recording a tune.
It was lockdown, so you know what? I'll give myself a pass.
Yeah, that doesn't count, does it? Very restricted to what you could do and everything.
Yeah, I was sat in my student house getting drunk and thinking, how am I going to survive these 2 months?
What else could you do?
Yeah, exactly.
What were you doing at 21, Brad?
I think I was in my last year at college, I think.
Yeah,
I stayed on for another couple of years and...
Did
multiple different courses.
And now you're an amazing radio show.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was in my last year at university when I was 21, which seems a while ago, but it's not that long ago, just two years ago, but it feels that much longer. Years are really weird. Some years go slow, some years go fast.
Yeah.
This is a prime example of a fast year.
Yeah, probably.
Feels like yesterday since I was celebrating New Year's Day.
Same.
Yeah. Anyone actually stuck to their resolutions?
I never had one in the first place. I don't make them anymore because they don't follow them or I forget about them.
Yeah. Good point.
I'm probably not going to make them next year either.
I might just pick a really easy one, like, I don't know, go to the shops once and then I'll probably
and
stick
then just
to
do
it.
Do it on the day after because I know the shops usually close on New Year's, don't they?
Yeah, true.
You'd be like, well, I've done it, so that's my year done.
Yeah, do one press up throughout the whole year. That's my resolution.
I don't think I could do one.
Well, you got a whole year, so...
I've got a whole year to train myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, unfortunately, we're near the end of the show. We don't have our iconic outro again. The equipment seems to be still not working with us. Apologies if it looked like it was working before and then it got cut off. There's nothing much we can do about that, unfortunately, which is frustrating. I mean, it does give us a spare 5 minutes or so to talk. We were going to finish with a last song too, of course, but... It's me and Brad were saying last week. It was weird not having the intro or outro. Like just jumping straight in. I'm like, I want the intro.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, and not a very good weird either.
Yeah.
Hopefully it gets fixed. But don't forget, we are on the move in the next. I think the next few weeks to a month.
Yeah.
as you may have heard on the website and, you know, word of mouth, we are moving to the former Tap and Barrel pub site on Castlegate. People may recognise that just walking past after the closure, or if you were a local there or a regular in the pub, you'll know where that is. And we are still hoping to have the pub reopen.
Yeah, so you can become a local again.
You can become a local again and join us on the show if you want to, just before a drink. Don't do it after.
That's right. Like, go for a drink
after. Go to the drink after, just please not before.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how that will end.
Yeah.
I can just picture.
Drunken accident.
Equipment everywhere.
Yes.
Spillages. Things that shouldn't be said on radio stations.
Yeah, everyone.
And that's just me. No, we will welcome you to the new site in the next few weeks. We'll let you know when we get an exact moving date. Looking forward to it, but I am going to miss this studio too. It's like the final countdown to the last show on Paternoster Row, so to speak. Because this is a nice little studio.
It is, isn't it?
Well,
it
gets warm.
Yeah.
But it's a nice little studio, a nice little space to be in, with some very friendly people too, and great company always.
Yes. We've got a wonderful view of the hubs and some footballs that have been trapped on there, but slowly moving around the top of it for ages as well. So
we play like a little, not like a game of like, oh, we'll just go outside and see, look out the window, see where have they moved to? Have they moved?
Yeah, and that now we'll never know again.
No, I'll have to like just come here just to like reminisce and then just look up like that.
True.
But we are at the end of the show, unfortunately, for us and our listeners. But it's always been a pleasure. Nice having three people in the studio this time. I'm going to miss you next week, Brad.
Yes,
I will. But have a fantastic time in Scarborough and let us know what it's like.
Thank you, I will do.
And fingers crossed, next week we have some Tramlines content to show you. We'll see what me and Chris get up to whilst there and who we can talk to, and we'll let you know our experience. But if you are looking to volunteer on the show, because there's still plenty of space in the studio now or when we move studios, you can do so by looking at the website, and there's information on there. Or you can email our fantastic producer, chrisinelli89@gmail.com. chrisinelli89@gmail.com, I'll just say it again. But thank you both for joining me. Been a pleasure as always. We've had a good laugh. We've listened to some Rick Astley. Rickrolled some people.
The general public.
And if you do listen to Tramlines, wherever you are, enjoy it. But I'm going to finish the song with the headliner for Saturday night. A nice little Manchester indie band by the name of the Cortinas, with their hit Not 19 Forever, which was played frequently at the Lead Mill. Rest in peace. Goodbye, everybody. Try to get your attention.